Ezra chapter 2. Now these are those of the province who went up out of the captivity of those who'd been carried away, who Nebuchadnezzar had carried away to Babylon, and who returned to Jerusalem and Judah, who came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, etc. So you've now got a long list of various people who returned, and yet it's reckoned that there was probably at least 1 million Jews in Persia at this time. And when you look at this list of those who returned, it is very, very small. Such a shame, because God had said, I will restore you. If you repent, then you will return both to me and to your land. And there's so many prophecies in Isaiah about how they would return and rebuild Jerusalem, rebuild the temple, and basically have a kind of kingdom of God, a restored kingdom of God. And the tragedy is that most of them wanted to remain in Babylon. Just like today, the good news of the kingdom, the possibility to be in God's kingdom, goes out to people, but most of them don't want it. That's the tragedy. They prefer the soft life. That's why, to me, the book of Esther has a sad ending. Because the Jews are popular, they're clearly wealthy, and they're assimilated in with the people around them, and the call to leave all that and go and live in the ruins of Jerusalem and rebuild it, no, this wasn't attractive. And those who did go back, Haggai says, were not particularly committed. They built their own houses while the house of God, the temple, still lay in ruins. But anyway, those who did return, God took special note of. And this list that you have has survived for, you know, thousands of years. That God took a special note of every single person who did respond. And it's the same with what he does today. Those who do respond to the call to leave all this nonsense of a society in which we live and respond to the call to be in God's kingdom, God notices us very, very intensely. And it was amazing that Cyrus had said, look, you Jews, you can go back and I'll give you whatever you need to rebuild your temple, etc. So there was no shortage of resources. And God moved Cyrus to do that. And yet they still didn't want to. So those who did, God was very, very aware of them.